State and federal wildlife agencies have been teaming up for a few years to catch and euthanize gray wolves that injure or kill domestic animals. For a while, when the wolf was only a threatened species, the state didn't need a federal okay. But 2 years ago, a federal court reclassified the wolf as endangered and made Wisconsin and Michigan again get wolf control permits. The Humane Society of the U.S. didn't care for last year's permitting process and got the government's control program halted in September. Now both states have changed their proposal process while asking the Fish and Wildlife Service for new permits. DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideman says Wisconsin's process is more open.
We didn't hold a public comment period when we obtained a permit the first time around, so we are doing a public comment period, plus we're doing a fairly thorough environmental assessment. That's part of what this comment period is about.
In its draft environmental assessment released today, the DNR looks at several ways of limiting wolf damage and says the preferred alternative is both lethal and non-lethal controls. Weideman says one change is that the state wants to reduce the chance of killing female wolves that are producing milk and raising pups, unless they've been previously noted as killing domestic animals.
The concern was that if we removed lactating females, that there would be more incidental mortality of pups that would occur because those pups would also die. And the intent of the permit is to minimize killing of wolves as much as possible and only target those animals that are specifically responsible for depredation problems.
Weideman says only two lactating female wolves have been classified as problem wolves over the last 2 years. The DNR says Wisconsin's gray wolf population has grown to about 425 animals, and wildlife damage complaints continue to increase. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.